comes the story of the hurricane. The many authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell for one time he could have been the champion of the world. And he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When the cops pull him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and time before that, in Patterson that's just the way things go. If you're black you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna drive ahead. Remember the murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. How'd you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Father Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Said a poor boy like you could use that break. We got you for the motel job and we're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Drunkards from the slums. To the white folks, he was just a revolutionary bomb. To the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And they all went cheery and crazy. Coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name, give him back the time he's done.